Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin. I'm here again every morning, ready to share in the Word of God with you and help you to just get closer to Jesus, man. Isn't it really just about getting closer to Jesus? I have my special guest, my wife Lisa Radlin's here with me today.
Hi, welcome to the program. How are you today, Kevin?
But isn't it about just helping people get, you know, just closer to Jesus?
Yes, it's a life-changing experience. If you can put God first in your life and you can spend time in the Word of God, it just will change your life in such a way. I just can't even imagine. So many years I wasted of my life where I just let my Bible sit there and collect dust. I barely even opened it at church, because at church they had the words up on the screen. So it's like I didn't even have to bring my Bible to church. And I missed out on so much. And now I'm feeding myself every day. And I feel like I'm missing something so big if I'm not in the Word every day.
That's good.
It's like I'm laying in bed going, oh my gosh, I don't even want to sleep right now. I need to go read my Bible. There's like so much good things in there. It's like, how do you have a Bible sitting on your desk and not open it when the Word of God is in there? The Holy Spirit, this is written by the Holy Spirit, the Lord. These are inspired words of the Lord. How could you just let that sit there and then want to run to a church service and get a word from God when you have the Word of God in front of you and he wants to speak to you through that word every day? He's right. Got fresh manna for you every day. So how do you just ignore it and just let it sit there?
Right.
I did. Believe me, I'm not judging you. I did it myself. Now that I've experienced the goodness of God and now that I realize how much more growth I can have by getting in the Word of God, it's like I don't want to miss a day. Sure. I don't want to miss a minute of the Word of God.
That is so good. Yeah, and we just want to encourage you guys that, you know, don't miss that. Don't miss that in your own lives.
So
get in
important.
There, get in the Word. Crack that Bible open. Let God begin to breathe His life into your life through the refreshing and the watering of the Word of God. It will change your situations. It'll change your circumstances. It'll change your attitude towards all of that. As you begin to seek the Lord in the Scriptures, I think your whole life can be changed and transformed.
I mean, start at, if you only have 5 minutes in your day, take 5 minutes and get a scripture and just meditate on it and just think about it all day long and just keep saying, Lord, what do you want to show me in this scripture, Father? I'm just going to trust you have something for me. And He'll just use you throughout the day. You'll see circumstances as you're around and you'll run into someone and all of a sudden God's going to say, okay, it's your time. Release that word. That person needs to know how much I love them. Go ahead, start sharing the truth of the Word to them. And God is just going to use you in such a big way. But the more you put the Word of God in you, the more it's going to come out of you. And we need to be a reflection of Jesus. When people look at us, they need to see the love of Jesus pouring out of us.
That's amazing.
That's not our topic today.
That was for somebody,
it's
right?
It's so important.
It is. It is very important. So we do always try to bring a topic because we're a topical Bible study here at 91.5 FM and on our website at ourlighthouse.net. You can also catch the program. Just go to the Turn the Light On tab on our website and you can hear any program anytime. We just are so blessed to have you guys tuning in. It means a lot to us that people would take the time to listen to us, for one. But we try to bring the Word of the Lord through us, so we're believing that you're listening to God, not just us. And He is trying to teach you things and show you things about different topics, different areas of our lives. And, you know, we bounce around. We're all over the place, but we do that on purpose because we want to keep it interesting. We want to keep it fresh. So today's topic is being baptized in the Holy Spirit, because we've been, we just went through Pentecost a few weeks back. And then we saw a bunch of people get baptized in the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. Then I said, well, some of you may be, you know, a little more nervous about it or whatever. So let's have a class.
So last week was the first class, and then tonight, tonight's the next class. If you missed the first class, still come tonight at 7 p.m. We're teaching about the Holy Spirit, and it's really important because the Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit is the power of God, and the Holy Spirit is the person of God that produces the Word of God in our lives. God has spiritual power, and as a believer in Jesus, Jesus wants to use us in a mighty way. Through the Holy Spirit, He's going to use you to do great things, great and mighty things, which you don't even know. I mean, you could just walk into a store and then the Holy Spirit's going to tell you something about that person, that cashier that you're that's sitting across from you. And all of a sudden, you're just going to have this word and you're just like, where did that come from? And you speak it to them and it really ministers to the person. Next thing you know, they're like crying and you're just like, what just happened? I just said a simple word, but it just encouraged them. And they're just like, how did you know this? Or why are you sharing this with me? And God wants to do that every day, everywhere we are. He wants to use us.
That's good. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit and go back to that Holy Spirit class that you were talking about. And we need to let them know where that is. That's going to be here at Lighthouse Church. And it's going to be at
7 p.m. tonight.
7 p.m. tonight, 1250 North Banana River Drive. So come on out and join us. Even if you missed the first class, there's something to gain from each and every class. So let's take a look at this scripture in Mark. Mark chapter 16 talks really intently about, you know, the Holy Spirit and spirit power. And, you know, what is it that when we get baptized in the Holy Spirit, things start to change. Things begin to happen in our walk with the Lord.
Amen. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it by no means will hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
You know, I think I've probably experienced all of these in my walk. I've done missions work. I've been all over the world, done all kinds of things. I've cast out demons. I've had demons manifest when we were praying with people. And I've seen that happen. I've been speaking in tongues personally for over 34 years in my life. So I'm a spirit-filled Christian. You know, some Christians are, some Christians aren't. And, you know, the first thing I would say about, you know, speaking in tongues is that it's not a requirement. It's a gift. You get to do it. You don't have to do it to go to heaven. No sense in being weird about it or anything. But you know what? If God's giving out rocks, I want one. If I can speak in tongues, I want to be able to do that because God gave us that gift because it has power and it has relevance. You know, and the next thing is taking up serpents. I've never done that one.
But you did have a mamba when you were on a missions trip.
Yeah.
Come near you.
Well, he was trying to come after us, and guy was had a machete. He was going to chase it off.
You didn't pick
whatever,
him up and start dancing around with him?
No, I did not. No. Okay. So don't do the take up serpents thing. I remember a show on TV where it was called Snake Salvation, and they ended up canceling the program because the guy that was, you know, trying to do the whole snake thing, and it was based on this scripture, just people getting weird and crazy sometimes, but he grabbed the snake bit him, and he died. So they had to cancel the program.
I'm not a fan of snakes, but I do remember a scripture in the Bible where someone was bit by a snake and that they thought they should have died.
Yeah, it was the Apostle Paul on
and they didn't die.
Island of Malta. And
no deadly thing will harm us. That's just what the Lord said.
So, you know, definitely a valid scriptural reference to, you know, it's the deadly things. It's venom. It's, you know, even poisons and things like that. It says if we drink anything deadly, I've probably drank water that had amoebas or whatever. I've been sick, and then other times I've seen God miraculously take care of situations like that. So it says it will by no means hurt them. And then the last one is they'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. I have prayed for hundreds and hundreds of people and seen the miraculous power of God touch them, heal them. And I've seen them recover. One would be a story. I'll just tell a quick healing story. I've seen so many, but, you know, we were in Nicaragua one time, and the missionary there, we had our team, and he's like, we got to go pray for this one lady. I know she had a stroke. She's limping. Her whole left side's paralyzed. And we drove around for 2 hours ministering to other people in the process, but we were really looking for this lady. And would you know, we found her. after about two and a half hours of looking for her in a village on a street, and the whole team literally almost dove on her. We were so excited to actually find her. And, you know, the missionary began to interpret and talk to her. And then we prayed for her. We laid hands on her. And it's one of the most miraculous miracles I've seen. The entire left side of her body just came back online in an instant. I watched her face. It was all sagged, and it just, bing, it popped up. And then her arm started moving. Her legs started moving.
So she had had a stroke.
And she had had a stroke and was paralyzed on her left side. And all of that was restored right there in that moment.
And she was dancing in the street.
And she was dancing
in the street, praising God.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
So, you know, all of that is part of the baptism of the Holy Spirit's gifts. You know, it's an activation. It causes the power of God to be released into your life. And there's just so much to teach about it. I don't think we could do it all in the program, but, you know, come to the class.
One of my favorite scriptures is Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now in Acts 1:8, that word power is translated in the Greek as the word dunamis. It means miraculous power, ability, might, and strength. So God is giving us power through the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to go ahead and start with Acts chapter 1, verses 4. It says, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he had said, 'You have heard from me.' For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' And he said to them, 'It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority.'" Now here's the scripture. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you to be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up in a cloud and received out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went, behold, two men stood there in white apparel, who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand up gazing into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in a manner as you saw him go into heaven." So Jesus told us that we should be baptized in the Holy Spirit. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent us the Holy Spirit to give us the power of God.
Yeah, I mean, it all boils down to this, guys. You know, if the whole purpose of us giving our life to Jesus was just to be saved, why wouldn't we just shoot out and go to heaven the minute we made that decision, you know, in our lives to give our lives to Christ? You see, it's really just still part of the process. The completed process of a believer is first that you would believe on Jesus, give your life to him, accept Jesus into your life, right? Then you'd be water baptized, right? And then after that, you would be filled with the Spirit. How do we know that? That is the process, because that's the process Jesus went through. You know, Jesus was born.
He set an example to us.
In a virgin, mm-hmm. right? Born of the Spirit. He was brought into this world. Then he reached the age of knowing what his ministry and everything was. He got water baptized by John, and then the Spirit descended on him. He was Spirit baptized. The Holy Spirit descended on him, and then the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." And that's what's happening to us today. Jesus is bringing us to a place not just of salvation, not just of giving our lives to him, not just being water baptized, but actually being baptized in the Holy Spirit as well, just as he was. And why? For the purpose of ministry going out, so that people will hear us and then hear him in us. So God, you know, gave the Holy Spirit to us and power to demonstrate the gospel, so that we wouldn't just go out with words and tell people things, but we would be able to demonstrate through healing, through deliverance, through the gifts of the power of the Holy Spirit, we would actually become ministers of the gospel, demonstrating the kingdom being right there in front of you.
Yes, and when we become believers, we have the Holy Spirit. But this is a separate thing in addition to just receiving Jesus. Like in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Well, that word power is translated exousia, which means authority, legal right, and the power to do something. So you see how in John 1:12, the power is a different translation than in Acts 1:8. The word power is miraculous power, ability, dunamis, mighty,
yeah,
and strength.
Explosive power versus authority power.
Exactly.
You know, when you look at authority, it's different than the miraculous. It's actually the, I would say you cast out demons with authority power and you heal and lay hands on the sick with dunamis power. And they're all still God, but they're just different applications of his power and his presence. You know, when you go to a police officer, for instance, you know, he has two types of power. Okay, one is he has the dunamis power, his gun, the explosive power, right? The enforcing, you know, power that way, but then he also has his badge. His badge is that exousia, right? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, because exousia. He doesn't
that
have
authoritative
strength.
Power.
He doesn't have strength to stop a car. When he puts his hand out, a car could easily run him over. But the fact that he's wearing that badge in the uniform and he's holding his hand out, that gives him the authority to say, "Woo, I better stop because this cop is telling me I need to stop." But if he just, we could literally run him over with the car, but because he knows he has the authority and we know he has the authority, we're going to stop.
See, God has called us through the power of the Holy Spirit to be God cops.
Yes.
So I just invented that word.
Yes. Use
but
his
we
authority.
Are God cops. He wants us to take our badge, which is the name of Jesus, you know, in our authority, in his power in the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to go and arrest the enemy. He wants us to place the enemy under arrest in the world and say, "You can't do this. This is illegal for you to do. According to the scripture, you are breaking, you know, the law in these people's lives." And he wants us to set the captives free. That's what it's all about. Us releasing people from the power of sin that is holding them captive in their lives. And how do we do that? With the power of the Holy Spirit.
And that's so good. He's given us the uniform, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the loins girded. Like, we have the power and we have the uniform. And we need to share the word of God and demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit through signs and wonders and miracles. I remember seeing these shows where they have these magicians on the side of the road and everyone was in awe as they're doing these little tricks and levitating people and all that. It was like, that is nothing. That is a mockery of what the Holy Spirit wants to do. God wants to give sight to the blind. He wants to bring people out of wheelchairs. He wants to restore pancreases. There's so much that God wants to do. And he wants to pour his love on people through seeing signs and wonders. And that's how people are brought to the Lord. I mean, obviously, when you first gave your heart to the Lord, you went to a service where your knee was healed. You said, "Lord, show me you're real and I'll serve you." And you were called out in the middle of the service like, "Hey, someone here,
word of knowledge.
Someone here has a hurt knee and you want to know if God's real in your life. And he says he is real. So come up here and receive your healing." And instantly the pain left your knee and you were running up and down the aisle of the church.
Yeah.
In total healing.
It's a crazy day.
And God wants to do that in the streets. He wants to use us. He's got words of knowledge that we can use through the Holy Spirit.
I mean, we are trying to train a church to go into the streets, to go and take the gospel out into the, you know, out of the four walls and into the cities and into the byways and into the highways, into the bars, I mean, wherever it is people are. We can be there. Jesus, you know, they criticized him. They're like, "Dude, you're hanging with sinners." The religious people said, "What are you doing?" He said, "The people, you know, that are sick need the physician. So I'm going to where they are, and I am bringing the life of God and the power of God," because he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. He was moving in the demonstrative power of the Word of God, and that's what we need in the church today. You know, we've spoken it all, we've preached it all, we've said it all, but there's a lack of the demonstration of the power of God. You know, we have to become believers who are actively demonstrating the power of God.
And
through the
Holy
Spirit.
Who is the church?
Lives.
The church is not four walls. The church is the body of Christ. And we need to get out of the four walls, because there are people that may not step foot in a church because they feel intimidated, or they feel lightning's going to strike, or the roof will cave in if they come in. But we need to go out in into the bars, into the streets, and just show people the power of God and let them experience the love of God and the love of Jesus. And that's going to draw all men unto Jesus when they see the great works that Jesus does.
Yeah, and he wants to do them through you guys, not just us. We're not talking about, oh, Kevin and Lisa, we want to go into the streets. And no, we want to show you how to go into the streets. We're going to be teaching here at Lighthouse. We're teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're teaching on healing, how to heal the sick. And it's Jesus that heals them, not us, but there is a power that God has given us and an authority that he's given us to go and demonstrate the gospel. So we are seeing the miraculous every week at our church. We're hearing testimony after testimony, and you know, we're seeing the Holy Spirit growing our church, and it's growing because, you know, people are learning who they are in Christ. They're learning the power that's been given to them, and they're starting to walk in victory each and every day of their lives. And it's so exciting to watch.
It is. And
people,
if you're
coming alive,
if you're a believer, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, you will cast out devils. In my name, you'll speak with new tongues. If you're a believer, you should be able to do these things in the name of Jesus and be the hands and feet of Jesus. God wants to use us in such a big way. He wants to reach people. There's so many people that don't even haven't experienced the love of God.
Right.
And once they feel the presence of the Lord and the love of God, that will just draw them to want to receive Jesus. It's so cool. The Holy Spirit's a comforter, and he brings peace. You can walk to someone and just speak a word over them that will bring them peace in a terrible situation. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is available for all believers. If you want to receive it, it's a gift, a free gift that he wants to give to you.
Yeah, I'm believing that you guys are being challenged right now, that you're being inspired to go forth and begin to see God move in the lives of the people around you. You have coworkers that need to hear the truth of the word. They need to see the gospel. They don't need to just hear it. They need to see it. They need to experience Jesus. They need to see healing come in their lives. They need to see deliverance. They need depression to vanish in their lives. And all that can happen through us simply being obedient and knowing who we are in Christ and going forth and just sharing the truth of the Word of God and then demonstrating with that Word the power of the gospel.
I would challenge you to come tonight. If you want to know more about the Holy Spirit, come tonight at 7 o'clock at 1250 North Banana River Drive and come to the class and just check it out and look at it as we go through mine through the word and show you the truth of the word.
It's all in there. You know, I think if you just read your Bibles, it's real obvious. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back and talk a little more about the Holy Spirit.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We're here talking today about the power of the Holy Spirit. Once again, want to remind you, we have a Holy Spirit class tonight at Lighthouse, 7 p.m. at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Come out, learn this stuff. Just, you know, stretch yourself in the Word of God and see the truth of it. But let's wrap up the program today, Lisa, with this scripture that you have in John chapter 20. It's verse 19 through 22. Why don't you read that for us?
That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hand and in his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
That's so amazing. And, you know, a lot of times we say there's a difference between having the Holy Spirit and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And there is, because they received the Holy Spirit at that moment. But what they really were doing is they were getting saved.
Yes.
They were receiving Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit all at once. And he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," because then he told them, "Now go and wait till you'll be endued with power from on high and be baptized in the Holy Spirit," which is the next step. So, you know, we can see through Scripture that we have the Holy Spirit. Nobody's arguing that, you know, when we get saved, you have the Holy Spirit. But there is a baptism of the Holy Spirit. There is a Pentecost moment that is waiting to happen for each of us in our lives.
And that's going to give you the dunamis power.
That's right.
The power to do miracles.
For your ministry. That's so that you can go forward, so that you can be who God's called you to be in every moment in the earth. When you share the gospel, there should be demonstration. There should be, you know, people should be getting healed all around you. People should be seeing victory. You should be seeing the presence of God moving on people as you're ministering to them from the Word of God, then demonstrating the power of God in those moments.
Yes, so, because the same things that Jesus did that we can do, and even greater things, because he goes to the Father. In his name, we will be able to do these things. So it's really exciting.
That is exciting. So we want to just challenge you here at Turn the Light On to turn the light on when it comes to the Holy Spirit in your life and be who God's called you to be. Go for it. Live life. Get radical. And see the power of God released through your hands, through your mouth, through your words, and through you being obedient to the word and going into the streets with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they're not going to come to us. We got to go to them. Amen?
Amen.
So, all right. We hope you guys enjoyed the program. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.